This is the Myrna Lamb Show, 5:24, 2008, 6 p.m. hour.
This is the Myrna Lamb Show on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. Got a question about your future? Call Myrna now at 438-WPRO or toll free at 1-800-321-WPRO.
Welcome into the second hour of the Myrna Lamb Show here on WPRO and 99.7 FM. I'm Myrna Lamb, astrologer and card reader, making predictions for you. We're going to be going right back to those phones in just a minute, and they're busy right now. So when I say goodbye to someone, please join us. Let us start with Valerie in Pawtucket. Valerie, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Val. You're welcome. I see that you're born under the sign of Virgo. And what's your question for me?
Well, I am sort of just embarking on, you know, adulthood and sort of supporting myself financially really for the first time. And at the moment, I have a lot of irons in the fire, and I'm just sort of wondering whether, you know, any of them are going to come to fruition, or whether I just have too many of them, or, you know, I'm just sort of a little lost right now, just wondering what to really focus on. And
Valerie, yeah. I'm lost with you. I don't know what to do about all your irons. Going to do that?
Yes.
Okay. In the ninth house, which is college, you've got the Ten of Hearts, the Ten of Diamonds, the Three of Hearts, the Jack of Clubs. Those are very nice cards, but it doesn't surprise me to hear that you might have three different directions, the two online businesses and school. I don't know whether you can do all of that, but if you're not raising kids, I don't know about that. If you're not married, if you're not supporting a household, it's easier, therefore, to put in the kind of time that's necessary to be able to do all of those things.
Right.
Now, the question is, do you have the emotional and physical stamina to do it?
Right.
And that's something that you know, and if I were to draw your chart, I might know better. But I do have a little concern when I look at these cards about you doing that proverbial spreading yourself too thin.
Yes.
So I think you need to look at these online businesses of yours, and if there's one that's doing well and one that's doing less so,
uh-huh.
Let the less so go and keep the one that's going well because it provides you with some income.
Okay.
The other possibility would be to turn over those businesses to someone who you can rely on, who in effect becomes a subcontractor, who earns a portion of the money and pays you a portion of the money, and you're not doing any work.
Oh, that's a great idea. I never thought of that.
Because really, if you're going to benefit from grad school, you need to put a lot of time and effort into it. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
You know, I mean, yeah. I went back to grad school not that very long ago, and I was at that time practicing astrology, doing the radio show, raising kids. And
oh, my God.
It was a lot of work.
It's,
grad school is wonderful and fun and exciting, and you'll love the subject matter.
Oh, yeah.
So if you can throw yourself into it wholeheartedly, for heaven's sakes, do it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay,
well, you know, I sort of started the online businesses because, you know, they were supposed to be sort of easy things to do while I was in grad school.
Good. Get someone to take it over. That would be terrific. And then they can make the money and they can pay you. And or that is, the money comes in and you pay them. They become your employee. Not a bad deal. Okay, 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. David, on a cell phone, welcome to the program. Hello, David. Hey there. I see you're a Leo. What's your question for me?
My question is, we're having people look at a home that we're selling.
Yes.
And we really need to sell it quickly. And we're just wondering, my wife and I are wondering, what do you see for us selling this anytime
soon? What's her birthday? I need both of you, see.
September 24th.
Okay, so you are a Leo and she's a Libra. The King of Hearts represents you. The Queen of Diamonds represents her. How long have you been trying to sell this property?
For about, I'd say 4 to 5 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the fourth house cards look very promising for both you and your wife. So whether I look at her or I look at you, it does look as though the sale can go through soon. It looks as if there ought to be someone who wants this house within 4 weeks. So that's good news. And that number seems pretty strong. It's a woman who's dominant. I don't even know whether she's got two daughters, but there seem to be like three women. So it could be, you know, a woman, a husband, a couple of kids, or maybe just a woman and two daughters. But it's females who dominate, and it does look as if the sale is going through. It also looks to me as though that you brought the house, the price down enough so that it's in line and it's appropriate.
That's accurate. Absolutely accurate.
Okay, well, it looks very promising to me. I wish you the best of luck with it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-W.
Yes.
Is this overbuying one car, or are you overbuying one car? Okay. All right. How long ago did you buy this car, Ed?
November 17th.
Okay, let me take a look back at November 17th. The King of Spades is the card that represents you. And in your third house, which is automobiles, there are three hearts, but the outcome card is the Nine of Spades. It's almost like saying it's a car that had a fatal flaw in it, but on the surface, everything looked perfect. How soon upon buying this car did you realize there was something terribly wrong?
They owe me something that haven't come cocoa with it and followed through on something here.
And have you written letters to the car company itself?
I have.
And did you get an answer back from them?
That was referred to the dealership to take care of, but the dealership has not taken care of it yet.
Okay. Dealerships have to have a good reputation in their community in order to continue to get cars from the manufacturer.
True.
So I would be sending regular letters to the manufacturer.
I've done two.
All right. Then the next step, depending on the value of this. Now, you have the Nine of Hearts in your second house, and that suggests to me that there's a fairly good-sized dollar value to this problem. And since that's what I'm seeing here, and since I'm not seeing you get resolution on your own, then the next thing to do is call an attorney and see whether that would help and have an attorney send a letter.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call at 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Lou in Coventry. Lou, welcome to the program.
How you doing?
I'm well, thanks, Lou. I see you're a Leo.
Yes.
And what's your question for me?
Relationship wise.
Okay, are you seeing someone currently? For Queens to fall in the fifth house of romance, in the seventh house of marriage and partnership, or in the 11th house, which has to do with just going out socially? You do not have a single queen in any of those places. But there is this one who falls in your third, this one in the first, and one in the eighth, all in key locations within those groups. It's almost as if you meet women, but they turn out to be either friends or just not right for you. They're entangled, they're too young, they're too old. They're just not right. That's what's been going on. So we have to find a new way for you to meet somebody. Are all your men friends married?
Yes.
They are. Don't their wives have any girlfriends?
Yeah.
Have you asked any of your guy friends to have their wives fix you up?
No.
Well, why not?
I don't know.
Lou, the number one best way to meet somebody who's really appropriate for you is to be fixed up by somebody who knows you.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best way. So I think the only thing that's smart for you to do is turn to all your buddies and say, look, I'd like to meet someone. You know, your wife's really nice. She must have some girlfriends. Tell me if she's got any girlfriend who's single or divorced, not heavily encumbered with 49 kids. Okay?
Okay.
Lou, I don't see you being alone, but I do see you having to do something that you're not doing in order to drag these women out of the first, third, and eighth houses and put them in the fifth and seventh.
Okay.
All right, Bob, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO. 1-800-321-WPRO. Bob, you will be next in Warwick. Bob, you're in Providence. Believe it or not, you're not next. But Bob in Warwick will be. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay right here on WPRO and 99.7 FM. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO until 7 p.m., taking your calls, making predictions. By the way, I've got a website you're welcome to check out. It's MyrnaLamb.com. That's MyrnaLamb. One is The Astrology of Great Sex. It's for heterosexual couples. And book two is The Astrology of Great Gay Sex, both available at Borders and Barnes & Noble, other bookstores, and, of course, on Amazon.com. I hope you'll check them out. Back to the phones. Let's start with Bob in Warwick. Bob, welcome to the program.
Oh, good evening, Myrna. Thanks for taking my call.
Certainly.
I'm looking forward to retiring in the next few months. I've had a good life, even with all the ups and downs. And I'm getting a little nervous and a little apprehensive about it. I'd like to know what it looks like for me.
Sure. Of course you're getting nervous and apprehensive. You're a Virgo.
Thank you.
That's what Virgos do. You do it so very well. Are you married, Bob?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What's your wife's birthday?
February.
February, early or late?
Late.
Okay, so she's born under the sign of Pisces. And that makes her the Queen of Spades. I just wanted to see whether she shares your concern or if she's feeling very easy about all of this. And she is saying to me in so many words, leave me out of this. This is no problem, and he's just fine. I don't know what he's fretting about.
Okay.
Did I quote her accurately?
That's pretty close.
She falls with two clubs and a heart. You fall with two clubs and a heart. She's right. You have no negative cards in any place that has to do with the idea of retirement. The problem is that the Nine of Hearts is in your sixth house. You've had a very good career.
And, I have.
And it's hard to walk away from that. And the only way that I know to walk away from something like that and feel really good is to walk towards something. You know, it's interesting. I was born under the sign of Scorpio, and as a Scorpio, I hate to get into my car and just go for a ride.
Understood.
Scorpio is a sign that always has to have some place to go. So when you call me, of course that's the kind of thing that you're going to hear, but it absolutely fits your chart.
Okay.
It fits your cards. You need to decide where you're going to go.
I have a few options.
And I think it would be a lot of fun to take a weekend. Okay, Bob, thanks for the call.
Thanks for the input. Have a nice holiday.
And you. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Rob in Providence. Rob, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. I see that you're a Leo, Rob. What's your question for me?
I'm wondering if it's a good time in general and financially for me to purchase a home.
Okay. You're born under the sign of Virgo, and Saturn is in your sun's sign, and that always represents a buildup of responsibility and therefore
Absolutely.
Stress.
Excuse me. I'm a Leo.
You're a Leo. I apologize. Okay.
That's okay.
Okay. Yes, the King of Hearts represents you. Jupiter in the sign of Capricorn is operating in your sixth house, which is very good in terms of both your health and your career, and both of those things are important
good.
If you're going to buy a house.
Okay.
So I look at your cards as the King of Hearts. And you fall in your own second house, meaning thinking about the money.
Yeah.
You have beautiful cards in the eighth house, which has to do with your credit rating and your ability to put the money together to buy a house.
Good.
And, of course, you know this really is a buyer's market.
The rates are incredible.
The rates are not only incredible, but I'm going to tell you right now that you could, if you went looking right now, you could find as many as six houses, any one of which would really be satisfactory for you and your family.
Excellent.
The result of that is that you can put a bid on those houses with which you are comfortable because you'll get one of them. So what I'm really suggesting to you is that you look at various houses and do not fall in love with any one of them.
Okay. Good.
See six houses. There will be six houses, three of which aren't as wonderful.
Okay.
But I am quite confident that you can get one of those houses.
Wow. Excellent.
All right,
Rob.
Thank you so much. You're welcome. Let me know. 438-WPRO.
And we've come to a crossroads where considering moving.
Yes.
And, I'm not sure. I'm just curious. Do you see me moving with her?
Okay, so you're born under the sign of Aries, and what about her?
She's 2 days older than me, so she's an Aries also.
Okay, so two Aries together is not the easiest of all combinations, but both of you are past the tender age of 29 or 30, and
Correct.
The fact that you've crossed that means that you are capable of recognizing the rights of each other, although it's not always easy. Two sun signs of the same sign together can represent a power struggle. Not always, more so with certain signs than others. And again, two Aries together is one heck of a lot of fire. So,
yeah.
Did she get a job offer elsewhere? Is that why she's moving?
Her family's there, and her job potential is over there.
Okay, and do you have any interest in going there? You have nice cards in the ninth house, and that does represent the idea of a move. But here's what's going on.
Yeah.
Fourth house represents where you live right now, and you have the 2 and 7 of hearts and 5 of diamonds, nice cards. Up in the ninth house, you have the 3 and 5 of hearts and 2 of diamonds. They're almost exactly the same cards, all very nice. But in the fourth house, you have the 9 of spades, which is the worst card in the deck. So you don't really want to leave. And she does. And there's the rub. I don't know what to tell you. It's up to you. I don't know what to tell you.
Wow.
The card, she falls right in your seventh house, which is marriage and partnership. I know you love her.
Wow.
But she's going.
Yeah, yeah. No, I can feel it in her heart. She wants to go.
Where is it?
Just towards the city.
Well, that's not exactly. It's not exactly like moving to Italy.
True, yeah.
I mean, you know, my gosh, I saw this 9 of spades, and I thought, oh, gosh, she lives in Florida. 3, 2, 1. WPRO, Joyce in Warwick, welcome to the program. Hello, Joyce.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello, Myrna.
Hi there.
Oh, it's so good to talk to you. I love your show.
Thank you very much. I see that you're born under the sign of Cancer, and what's your question for me?
My question is, I have been getting very apprehensive listening to your show today.
Oh.
I'm having surgery on Wednesday for cataract.
Okay.
And I'm also having the other eye done June 11th, which both dates seem to fall in that...
In the Mercury retrograde. Okay.
Right.
I used to follow a dictate, which was no elective surgeries in a Mercury retrograde, and I stopped. And the reason I stopped was I really did do some research on this, Joyce. 3 times a year for 3 weeks, Mercury is retrograde. That means there must be well over 100,000 operations done nationwide during those Mercury retrogrades, and they do not all go badly. Right?
Well, I would think not.
Of course not. Some procedures go badly any day of the week, no matter what. So, would I completely avoid surgeries during a Mercury retrograde? No, not if it was inescapable. But if I could work around it, sure, why not? Just because it's a little piece, why not? However, what matters more is the moon's position on the date of the procedure. So remind me, when is the first eye to be operated upon?
This Wednesday, which would be the 28th.
And the sun is in the sign of Gemini and the moon is in Pisces. And it will be in Pisces through Wednesday and Thursday, and it doesn't go into Aries until Thursday night. Now, Aries is the sign under which I would not do the procedure. It's not going to be in Aries for a couple of days. Do I love it? No. Do I think it's dreadful? No, I don't think it's dreadful. And you're born under the sign of Leo, which is the sun, and the sun rule...
Cancer.
I'm sorry, you're born under Cancer? June 11th is also a Wednesday with the sun in Gemini and the moon in Libra. That is not a bad angle. You know what you might do? You might consider postponing the first, doing the second one first, and then doing the other one 2 weeks later.
Right. I think it's pretty much carved in stone.
Oh, why is that?
Just because of family situations, rides and whatnot.
Oh, I see. And what if you had a cold? What if you got a sinus infection?
Well, they just wouldn't do it.
No kidding.
Right.
Good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb. You're listening to News Talk 630 WPRO 99.7 FM. Please stay right here. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO until 7 p.m. I'm taking your calls and making predictions based on a deck of ordinary playing cards and a background in astrology. Let's go back to the phones and talk with Joanne in Pawtucket. Joanne, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Joanne, I see you're a Gemini.
Yes.
What's your question for me?
About my husband's health.
Okay, and what's his birthday?
His first what name?
His birthday.
Oh, 3/16/49.
So he's a Pisces, and how long has he been sick, Joanne?
About 5 years.
Oh, dear, okay. I know the planets are not in a wonderful place for him, and there are several that really have been conflicting with his chart. Uranus is not in a good place, and certainly not Saturn at this time. So let's get the cards down and see what's going on. And let's see, the Queen of Diamonds is you. The King of Spades represents him. Okay, I've got the card that represents him. Did something recently become more of a problem? Very recently, within the past 4 weeks?
No.
Oh, good. That's good news.
Yeah.
It's a sixth house. They're not in the place that represents something new cropping up. What I saw was a four of spades, and that concerned me about whether something had been more of a problem within the last 4 weeks. You said no. That's good news. And it represents, as far as I'm concerned, fundamentally, that he's on a plateau health-wise. I don't see anything happening right now that's getting worse. Should something crop up that is really very serious, it is not likely to happen until the stretch of time between September and January at the end of this year.
Oh.
Okay, Joanne?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Lou in Narragansett. Lou, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Myrna. Thank you for taking my call.
Certainly.
We're going to be grandparents for the fifth time.
Wow.
In September, uh-huh. And there are 2 boys and 2 girls. So what's this one? What's the tiebreaker?
Okay. Who's the mom and who's the dad? I need birth dates.
Okay. The mom is Allison, and it's 9/20/1973.
So mom is a Libra. 9/20. Oh, sorry, Virgo. And
Virgo.
Dad. Okay.
Dad is January 1st, 1973.
Okay. I've got the King of Clubs, which represents Dad. And I'm looking for the Queen of Clubs, which represents Mom. And I found her. And they both seem to think it looks like another girl.
Oh, very good, because she's got two boys. So a girl is looking very good for them.
Yes, it does look like a girl. And you said it's this baby is due on what?
This baby's due 9/27.
9/27.
Yeah.
The day I have is around the 22nd.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh.
So let us know.
It's a girl on the 22nd.
What it looks like to me.
Thanks, Myrna.
One of those silly relationship things, I suppose. I've been dating this person for a year, and she's an absolutely kind-hearted, phenomenal person. She's got some pretty severe anxiety issues,
mm-hmm.
And some health things that she thinks is attributed to that. And I'm, in a sense, wondering for her, if it's if these things are based in if it's something she's creating, or also tied into that is how compatible we might be.
And when's her birthday?
That would be September 23rd.
So she's a Libra, and you're born under the sign of Pisces. That's not the easiest of combinations on the planet.
Yeah, that's it. We get along quite fine, and I'm wondering if it's actually a fulfilling relationship.
Well, as I said, it's not the easiest relationship.
Okay.
It is not. If you thought that I said it was, no,
I'm sorry.
Pisces, okay. See, here's the thing. As a Pisces, you have a gentle disposition and you avoid confrontation as much as possible. And when you get into a discourse with someone and there's a disagreement, you have a tendency to sort of back off and say, okay, I get it, leaving the impression that you mean that you agree with them, which isn't the case at all. You are simply withdrawing from the fight, and when you go back to doing whatever you were doing, you go back to doing it the way you wanted to. Libra is much the same, although a little different kind of slant to it. But Libra also chooses to avoid confrontation and instead takes the position of, oh, it's not important, I won't let it bother me. But neither of those things is quite true, and after a while, the relationship erodes because of lack of being forthright and direct with each other. Libra wants things in life that are somewhat different from what Pisces wants. And you've got to find a way to make the...
Excellent. Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome, Andrew. Thanks for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Joe in North Johnston. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna.
Hey, Joe. I didn't even know there was a North Johnston.
No, it's Johnston.
It is just Johnston. Oh, okay.
It's Johnston.
I was just thinking, oh, my God, we have more than 32 towns in the I thought 32 was the number anyway. Okay, so you're born under the sign of Leo, and what's your question for me?
My question is, I'm wondering, I love my wife dearly. We've known each other for 7 years, been married. This August will make 5 years. And my question is, I know she suffers from some type of depression, and she has high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm. What's her birthday, Joe?
9/24/39.
So she's a Libra, and you're a Leo, yes.
And I know that she suffers from these things. She won't go see a doctor.
Hmm.
And sometimes she has these bouts where she won't talk to me, gives me silent treatment,
mm-hmm.
and I get blamed for things that aren't my fault a lot of times. My question is, I love her dearly, and she does absolutely everything for me, regardless of all this.
Mm-hmm.
How do you see this working out? And she does tell people, people have told me, she says, he's a great guy and I love him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. tough question. Because she does all kinds of wonderful things for you,
mm-hmm.
and yet there are areas where you feel unfulfilled somehow, unable to interact with her, shut out from her processes in some way. Why she refuses, what is her answer?
She doesn't want to talk about it.
That's
yes, that is that is like the stock Libra answer on the planet that makes everybody crazy. You Librans, listen up. You get the best press in all of astrology. You pick up any sun sign book and read what it means to be born under the sign of Libra, and it sounds like nothing better could ever happen. And that's because truly Librans are gentle and kind and good and nice people. And other people like Librans a lot, but the fact is that Librans practice denial, and that makes other people crazy. So you say, let's deal with it, and she says, no, everything's okay, don't bug me, and that makes everybody crazy. I don't know what to tell you. You've got three spades in your marriage house. You say you may love her dearly, but I don't know if you can live with her. And I'd like to suggest that you find a really good marriage counselor, make an appointment, and tell your wife you're going, and tell her you want her to come with you. And if she won't, go alone. You may pick up some tips on how to handle her. Right now, what you have to do is look at your part of this. Your part of this is also perhaps being a little bit less direct than you need to be. Sometimes I think it helps enormously to sit down with your partner and say, honey, I know there are things that I appreciate in our marriage and some things that I wish were different. Is that true for you, too? And if it is true for you, too, what are the things that you wish would be different in our marriage? Get her talking, and then perhaps you can open the door. But I do think that it's going to be necessary for you to make an appointment with the marriage counselor. Absolutely tell your wife, I'm going, and I hope you come, too.
Yeah, because I'm not a typical Leo. I'm not usually a forceful person.
So this is a way of avoiding confrontation per se, Joe. But the fact is that there's just so long that you go along being unhappy or unfulfilled in spite of the fact that you love her, in spite of the fact that she does a lot of things for you. The thing is, the problem in a relationship is if I give you only the things I'm comfortable giving, and I never give you the things that you really want from me, then I'm still expecting your regard and your concerns such as for my physical health. There, I think, as a wife to a man, I have the responsibility to meet his needs, and she won't. So I think you need to look at this, and I really do recommend that you consider a marriage counselor. Joe, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Ruth in East Providence. Ruth, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. My question for you tonight is concerning some investment property that I own.
Yes.
I own it with someone born on 12/12.
Okay, so is this a man or a woman?
Male.
Okay, so you are an Aries, and this man is a Sagittarian, and jointly you own some investment property.
Right.
Okay, you want to know whether it's going to sell or
what? No, I'm currently using it as rental property, and it has been working very well, but recently I ran into some roadblocks with the current tenants, mm-hmm. and I'm wondering, will they stay, will they leave, is another party extremely interested in mm-hmm. living in this home? Should I consider that option?
Oh. Okay. I have the King and the Queen of Hearts. That's you and your partner. You fall in your own fourth house, which represents the property, with all four suits representing your lack of clarity and your feeling of insecurity. One thing is clear. Financially, there's no problem here at all. And that, of course, is supported by the reality that you've got somebody else interested in renting the house if these people leave.
Right.
In a situation like this, it's really helpful that you have a partner.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time where you back out and let him take over. You let him go collect the rents. You let him go and talk to those people. You let him deal with them, and you back off. So there's nothing here that indicates that these people will move out. They may be unsettled right now, but if you'd like them to stay for the sake of the stability, they will. If you want them to leave, then I think
a positive situation, or...
Well, I don't know that. I don't know their birthdays, mm-hmm. nor could I handle that on the radio. What I do see is very clearly that there's no loss of funds. So it doesn't matter whether you keep these people or get the new people. As far as in terms of income from the house, that's not a problem. The most important thing that seems to me very apparent here is that you should back off, especially now that there's any sense of conflict between you and the current tenants. Back off and let your partner take over. It's just a smart use of his presence. Okay, let's take a little break here. You're listening to News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. I'm Myrna Lamb. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you until 7 p.m., on the other side of which there will be Beyond Reality with Jason Hawes and Grant Wilson. By the way, before I go back to the phones at 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO, just a reminder, the Mercury retrograde begins on Monday and goes 3 weeks. It's most important in terms of communication. So memos, messages, letters, all that kind of stuff can get confused. And if you send someone a message, if you drop a memo or an email, whatever, you leave a message on an answering machine and don't get a call back, don't take it personally, and do it again. That's the most important thing about the the Mercury retrograde. Also, if you're traveling, check your documents very carefully to make sure you haven't forgotten something, or that one of the flights or one of the connections didn't get changed in some way. Also, should you be interested in a more private or personal consultation, I do quick readings on Wednesday nights from 7 to 10 p.m., and also I have regular office hours in Lincoln. The phone number there is 401-333-7970, 333-7970. Back to the phones. Marilyn in Providence, welcome to the program.
I'm so glad the weather's being good.
Oh, yeah. I was here 5 years ago for my 20s.
Okay, I guess Marilyn's kind of busy. Virgo.
Oh, okay, great.
Because you always thought you were Virgo.
I've been doing the wrong sign my whole life.
Jane, what's your question tonight?
It's regarding work. Mm-hmm. There's going to be some changes in the summer, and I just want to see if you see how that might work out.
Okay, there's going to be some changes with regard to work this summer. And you want to know how that looks. Well, you've got two clubs and a diamond in the sixth house of employment, so that hardly looks like there's any kind of a real problem. There is a spade on the surface in all three of the places that pertain to work. So there are some things going on that don't look wonderful, but I don't think they affect you directly.
No,
indirectly,
okay, that,
not directly.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay,
all
fine.
Right, see so financially then, does it look okay?
Yes, it does, because I don't see anything going on at work that's going to throw you any kind of real surprise or curve. You knew exactly what was happening, and in fact, what the cards do is support what you were aware of. They indicate changes going on that aren't necessarily phenomenal, but don't seem to affect you directly. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Kathy in Providence. Kathy, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Myrna.
You're welcome.
I have a question. About a year or two ago, my granddaughter left school.
Mm-hmm.
She seemed to be a changed person right now.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if...
What's her birthday, Kathy?
Oh, I'm sorry. October 2nd.
So she's a Libra. You're born under the sign of Taurus.
Yes.
And so she left school a couple of years ago. She seems to be a changed person. Is that still the case?
Yes, yes.
And what do you think might be going on?
Something I don't really know. I wish I knew.
What do you think it might be?
She's living with her parent.
Okay. And have you been speaking to them, too?
Yeah, I have been.
And how are they perceiving her at this point?
Same.
The same?
Yeah.
Okay, but she won't open up to them?
No.
Okay.
And...
The card that represents your granddaughter falls with cards around her that just are in hiding. They're not bad cards. But the whole picture is clouded and closed. In other words, I don't know. I don't see an answer here. I don't see a trauma. I don't see a trauma. I'm just wondering whether, in fact, there was somebody who she cared about a great deal and that the relationship broke up.
Mm-hmm.
It might be something of that nature that affected her very deeply,
mm-hmm.
and that for whatever reason she didn't have the emotional inner resources to overcome that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see any kind of a violent attack, for example. I don't see anything of that nature.
Okay.
I don't see where she was brutalized in any way at all.
Okay.
So it seems to be something more subtle than that, and she's got to work it out in her own fashion.
Right. I was wondering if I know that she loves Holland.
Yes.
And I was wondering if a trip to Holland, you know, with the both of us, would be helpful to her.
I don't see how it could ever be hurtful to anybody. Go, Kathy. I think it's a great idea, Kathy.
Any particular time of year this year?
As soon as she can take a break from work, go to Holland. What a great idea. I think it's fabulous. Absolutely, yeah. Kathy. She'll work through this, but she has to do it herself. Don't push her.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for the
Thank
call.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's talk to Mary in Cranston. Mary, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Miranda, for taking my call.
Certainly, and I see you're a Leo, and what's your question for me?
Well, I haven't had any much luck with men, and right now there are two gentlemen who are interested in me,
mm-hmm.
and one's an Aquarius, the other one's a Pisces, and I was wondering which one I would be more compatible with.
Okay. Leo and Aquarius is a sign that's what's called inconjunct from Leo. It's off to the side. Your cards make it very clear and very easy for me, however, because in this layout of the cards, you, as the Queen of Hearts, fall right beside the King of Diamonds, which is the Aquarian, whereas the King of Spades falls with the Nine of Spades, which is the single worst card in my deck. So I don't think there's... Mary, there's no doubt in this particular layout about who's the better person for you at this time. It really seems to be the Aquarian.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Allison in Exeter, welcome to the program.
Hi, Marta. Thanks for taking my call.
Certainly, and you are again a Leo.
Yes, I am.
And your question?
I've been married for almost 14 years, and we've had some a lot of downs lately, and I just wanted to know if we see this working out or not.
Okay, Allison. What's your husband's birthday?
June 15th.
So he's a Gemini, and you got married when you were in your mid-20s?
Yes.
Which is young in our culture and in our society at this time. And for Geminis, it really is not easy to marry young and make it work. And I'm sure there are thousands who have. But Gemini is the sign of experimentation and needs time to grow up. I have the King of Diamonds, which represents your husband, and the Queen of Hearts, which represents you. And in this particular layout, you fall with really very negative cards, and you fall in his fifth house. It's like saying he loves you, and at the same time, he gets very angry at you.
Yeah.
And do you have three children?
Yes.
That showed up right away. You have one child who might be an Earth sign, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn?
I'm sorry?
The children child. That's a very important connection. I don't know why it shows up as so important, but it really does. And I think that one of the things that makes him want to make the relationship with you work is that the kids mean so much. So I think that the best approach for you is to talk with him about holding this relationship together, about really becoming more of a unit once again, because you both love those children so much. And I think that's your best approach. So it's not about conflict. It's not about reproaching him for anything he's done or you reproaching yourself for anything you did or didn't do. It's about saying, you know, it's not easy. And you're approaching one of those difficult times in all relationships, that 14, 15 month, year stretch. Saturn being in an adverse place to the marriage horoscope. And I think that if you get into some marriage counseling, there's some real potential to make this work. Right now, he's not happy in the marriage. And then again, neither are you.
I know.
You got some work to do, Allison, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call.
Bye.
I guess I don't have enough time to take any more calls. Ken said no, not tonight. So if you were on hold and you couldn't get through tonight, I do hope you'll join us next Saturday night. In between, of course, it's the Memorial Day weekend. I hope that it turns out to be a very good one for everyone. And we will, of course, keep in our hearts all of the families of people who've lost family members in wars past. And with great gratitude to all of the men and women who've served and passed away. Okay, folks, I'm Myrna Lamb. I hope you have a wonderful week. You can reach me at my office should you be interested. 401-333-7970. 333-7970. Stay tuned right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM for Beyond Reality with Jay.